Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Tezayin. And we are on Tezayin and we got to the Mishnah, but let's just make a comment about the last few lines where the Gemara here, Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yossi tried to bring a raya that his shita was right in terms of how he understood the gzeira of Yoshua ben Nun, whether there was a gzeira across the board by all fields of tiltan with grass, or it depends what you grow it for. And they try to be medai from a Rabbi Yochanan. And I apologize, I have a little throat issue, but Bezos Hashem. Rabbi Yochanan gave a one answer to answer a stira because he didn't give the other answer. Doesn't that prove that I'm right? And the Gemara answered, that's not true. The Gemara says that often the Rabbanan had two answers or even more, and they only offered one because there are many reasons and chilukim that could be made. And the beautiful Lashon that's quoted here at the top of Kilayim Daf Tezayin, Ashirim Hayu B'tshuvos. Rabbi Imi says that the rabbis were rich in tshuvos, right? That's the girsa of the Pnei Moshe, Klomar, Har Beit Tshuvos Hayu Lahem LaRishonim, LaHashiv L'sho Aleihem. There are many answers that are given to the questioners, and they gave the answer that came to them first, or that they wanted to give, but it doesn't mean that they only have one answer. It can't be medayik that it says one and not the other. The girsa of the Marafold is asiris hayu tshuvos, that they had 10 zosi asiris minat tshuvos velois parish hecha itmar derbi ami. Doesn't say exactly where Rav Ami had said this regarding ashirim or asiris, but maybe it was here. Maybe this was the context that he said it. So that's a beautiful concept, and it teaches us about dinim d'araisa and even just svaris that are given by the Rabbanan. Sometimes there's a lot more. And even we could generalize this, din d'Rabbanan. Sometimes the Gemara tells us a din d'Rabbanan based on a certain reason. And the Mefarshim explained, they quote Peshem the Gra, that there are many reasons for every din d'Rabbanan. So that's what also helps explain the Gemara at the beginning of Beitza, where the Gemara talks about even if the reason might not apply anymore, the din doesn't change. Right? The din would still apply. Why is that? The reason doesn't apply. The answer is because there could be many reasons for a din d'rabbanan. We only know one, and maybe that one reason doesn't apply anymore, but the other 10 reasons does apply. So that's afalpi shabbat la tam lo batla takana. Right? that's an example that's given. The Beis HaChachma quotes this gra in the context of HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem, where he's talking about the 2 days of Yantif. The Meshachachma Parshas Bo is very long. He has much to say on Parshas Bo, and HaChodesh has 100 pages in the regular Meshachachma edition of Rav Kuperman. So he quotes from the beginning of Mesechus Beitza, Ubezeh Yasal Tam Nifla, Hadakamara Gamari Zarb Ben Agavosechem, that you have to be careful about Yantav Sheini, even Bismanazeh, where we have a calendar and there's no Sfeka Dioma, Gzeira Dami Asiluka Kula. So he quotes in the continuation, Abba Mikubalim Anachnu Mirabenu Agra, Diimki Chazal Pirshu Tamam, even though Chazal explained their reason, Bechalzos, Od hishiru tmunim b'seser levavam ta'amim la'alafim gedolim v'rabim. There might be thousands of reasons, the Gra says, for every din, and therefore they weren't b'begala. Avalo le'ze le'ozen hamon b'nei Yisrael. They didn't want to say it. They didn't want people to start talking about the reasons. Right? It's probably based on the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. The Gemara of Zohar tells us on Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph that the Rabbanan never even told you the one reason that would apply, or maybe they delayed it. Ula says, Damar Ula, ki gazu gzeirasa b'ma'arava, when they used to make a gzeir in Eretz Yisrael, lo maglu taima atresi archishasa. They never said the reason. They made the gzeirah, they didn't say the reason for a year. Dilma ike inish lo sphere lay. There are people that might say, oh, the reason doesn't apply to me. I don't think they're about to make a good decision. And then they'll be mazalzel. So they wouldn't publicize the reason because they wouldn't want people to take advantage. So based on that, the Gra says here, the Meshech Chachma quotes the Gra, that there could be thousands of reasons for every din to Rabbanan. And he says, I'll give you another one that Chazal don't say, but I'll mention it for the Yantav Sheni context, says the Meshech Chachma. Kacha Omer Asher L'Dvareinu Yesh Tam Nifla. There's a beautiful reason. L'fi Mashkaz Ha Rambam Perish HaMishnah. Bereish Sanhedrin. What the Rambam says, the beginning of the Perish HaMishnah is in Sanhedrin, before Mashiach comes and Kibbutz Galios, they're going to set up a Bezdin. Ayin Sham B'dvarav Hanimim. That's where he says in the Pirush Mishnayos. Okay, but first, Yerushalmi Ma'aser Sheni Im Kain Im Yeah based in Eretz Yisrael. If there'll be a Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael, you Mechrach Lekadesh Al Pi Re'iyah. We're going to go back to Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah if there's a Bezdin. V'Imot Yisrael Avada B'Yom Shloshim Af Al Pi Shal Pi Cheshbon Yeroy Lekvoabo. Even if Api Cheshbon, you'll know, but it'll have to be Api Re'iyah. If you see it, you don't see it. Vazi Yitzricha Vatzel Begola, Shnei Yamim, Lachei Gazru Gamachshav, Tug Mashas Rav Yechab Bezak, Lesser Asa Yom HaNeif, Gzir Shem Yibana Beis HaBeidah. She comes up with a reason to keep Yatav Shedi Bezbar Azeh, because it might become a Maisa if we have a Bezdin. Ubazeh Yistom Piyam is Partsim Ba'avonoseinu Harabim. Those who want to knock off Yatav Shedi, because they say the reason doesn't apply. But either way, this is the Meshech Chachma quotes that Vilna Gaon, and there are many reasons. There are many reasons. I saw a Maimer, someone put out, that there are, he quotes 20 different examples relating to, for every Nigla reason that Chazal give for something, there's a Nistar reason. Right? The 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. We know it's not based on Safek, it's not Sfeika de Yoma, but it's a special din for Rosh Hashanah, different than the Yantav Sheni. But then, the Zohar tells us the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah is because there's Din and Rachamim. There's Din Elyon and there's Din Tachton. Kiva Shem Shnei Bati Dinim Shem Eschabrim Ke'echad Din Elyon Shu Kasha Im Din Tachton Shu Rafa Ushneim Nimsayim Din Akashim Din Rafya. And that's also about Tashrat and also about the Brachas Main Sheva on Friday night and many other examples that are given. There are Nigla reasons. Even if I say that according to the Grah, there are 1,000 Nigla reasons. There are also Nistar reasons as well for every din. Mayim Achronim and Tefillin on Shabbos. Okay, many other examples given. There is a discussion that we have mentioned in the past that it seems sometimes that if the reason doesn't apply, so then the din would fall away. The Beis Yosef quotes the Takana that Kohanim should not duchen if they have mumin on their hands. And then the Beis Yosef says, but Bizman Azeh, because Kohanim put the talus over their hands, so that is why that even if the Kohanim have mumin, it's covered, so it's okay. 1 second. I thought even if the reason doesn't apply, then the Gzeira should still apply. Right, or the Bir Alacha, in Hilchah Shabbos, the Bir Alacha leaves at Tzarach Iyan. The Shulchan Aruch seems to say that there's no Rishus Harabim is Bizman Azeh, because based on the requirements of what a Rishus Harabim is, 16 amos wide and not roofed and all the other requirements. So the Bir Alacha says, if there's no Rishus Harabim, then why don't we blow shofar or shake a lulav on Shabbos? So ho gzeira de rabba, you might come to carry, hotza me Rishus la Rishus. But if there's no Rishus Harabim daraisa, so why don't we say that we should blow? There's no gzeira anymore. So give one second. So the Mishkanos Yaakov in his Sefer Chosha Mishpat, Koheles Yaakov quotes that there has to be a chilek. Maybe there are some takanos or gzeiros that have the reason built in. Not most. Most of the time, the Rabbana formulate the gzeira, and they don't build in the reason. And therefore, even if the reason doesn't apply, the gzeira still applies. But once in a while, the reason is built in. And therefore, if the reason doesn't apply, then the gzeira wouldn't apply. When is that? So he suggests, whenever the takana is knocking out a mitzvah. It's knocking out a mitzvah. Mitzvah daraisa. So then, the reason has to be built in. You can't say, oh, low plug, forevermore, there's not going to be a mitzvah. No! In cases where the reason applies, Chazal said, okay, we have to knock it out. But if the reason doesn't apply, then you can't just knock out a mitzvah. So that's shofar on Shabbos, that's birchas kohanim. Whenever there is a gzeira that has goes against the din daraisa, then they have to build in the reason, and that's why the poskim say what they say. What's the answer to that shulchan aruch by the bir halacha that we have to work on, right? If there's no rishus harabim, why wouldn't it be? But either way, this is a little bit about many reasons given for every din. That's the lashon here. Kilayim tezayin ashirim hayu b'tshuvos. They had plenty. They had plenty of tshuvos, plenty of ideas. Okay, so now we get to the next mishnah and the next couple of mishnayos. Discuss. As we have mentioned already, the Kilai Zerum concept being based on Marasayin. A lot of it is how it looks. How it looks, does it look like a mixture? In the Torah Shebichsav, all it says is that Sadcha lo Sizra Kilayim. Right? Sadcha, your field shouldn't be planted Kilayim. Kilayim is a mixture, an Irbuv, as we said on Daf Aleph. So that's all it says. Don't have a mixture. But we know, Torah Shebaal Peh, that even more than that, even if it's not mixed up, if it looks like it's mixed up, that also is a problem. Pashas Daraisa is an important Rashi. Right? Rashi quotes some of the Gemara in Shabbos, Andaf Pehe, quotes a number of these Mishnayos in Kelayim, and Rashi there has a lot of pictures, like our Mishnayos is going to have pictures, but Rashi there says, the concept of Rosh Tor, like we mentioned before, and we're going to see it again, he says, the Savar Tana Didan, Rashi says there, Shabbos Pehe, that it does not matter the nourishment underneath the ground, the Yanika, that does not determine for Kelay Zerayim. Only what you could see. She nikas hazera tefachu mechsa midelo kava makom lazera nizav v'chulu lo shiva afilu imlo ibal zera kenegadem seisa v'chulu delini kilayim hekera ba'alma be'inan. You need a heker, meaning you need something that separates them. V'lo chashida liyanika. You don't have to worry about yanika, even if it's very close, as long as it's not mu'urav. So then it is okay. Rashi and Shabbos says this. The Rambam says this also numerous times. In Kilayim, I'll read one, the Rambam in Kilayim, in Gimel Zayin, again, Perak Gimel, the first couple of Prakim are about Kilay Zerayim, just like the first couple of Prakim of Mishnayis, the Kamam Rachik in Bishnei Mine Zerayim, Shein Kilayim Zem Zeh, how much do you have to distance yourself, them from each other? Kidei Sheyu Nirin, Muvdalin Zemizeh, so that they look Muvdal from each other. Avalem Nirin Shenizru Bir Buvya, Hare Zeh Aser. Right, if it looks like they're planted to be a probe, here's Azar. Vishiurin Rabim, Yesh Bar Chaka Hazos. Hakolafi Godel Asada, Hanizraas, Ulafi Rochav Ha'alin, Vishiluach Ayonkos. The question is, how does it look? That is what the Rambam says. And that's also what we mentioned from a number of the Achronim. Most recently, we mentioned this from the Torah Zeraim. The Torah Zeraim in the Akdama of Hesefer. On Hakdom of Kilayim, he discusses this. Vasher Nira Lomar Bazel, read it again. Dine Yesh Lach Kar Beikir Dina the Kilay Zerayim. Imutali Bemikreda. Does it go by the species? Dekalshei Beis Minim Chalukim Aser Mishim Kilayim. Oh, Debeinan Gabmiet Yu Chalukim Beto Aram. Right, I have to look at how they look. Avalim Domin Zela Zela Gamre Bekalaf Reishina. After Batsa Tolas Begidolim Shnei Minim. But does it go by right? Does it go by species? Does it go by how it looks? And he discusses, and then I'll just read you some of the Lashon. Says the Torah Zeraim, he quotes a number of, let me just find, V'nir lo marbedas Rambam. Says the Torah Zeraim, De ikr yeso dina de kilay Zeraim tali b'maris ha'ayin, v'haynu. Kol zriya, sheish ba'ir buvya, l'fi maris ha'ayin, asur mishim kilay Zeraim. Avalim ein ba'ir buvya, Azlo chashina klal mashe yonkim zemizez. We just saw in Rashi. Tatnan, because we're going to have this in a Mishnah coming up. Hayrosh darchitim yechlas b'shal zrayim mutar reshu nira kisof sadeyu. Or Mishnah in the next parak. Notea adam kishus v'dalas l'tol guma achas uvashite zu notel etzadzu. If you have two things next to each other, but the leaves are facing out away from each other, that's okay. Harila hedya da afshish kataroves hayenika afilu hachi mutar kivat she'in kaner buvya v'chein kol shar harachakos hashniyos b'mesech hazu hakol hu mishum ir buvya v'chein kasvu kol harishonim. And that's what all he showed. But then he quotes the Rambam in the beginning of the Pirush Mishnayos in Perek Gimel. Vishmar elu ha'ikarim. Vihu. Remember and guard these rules. Shekelayim ein azarabo elu lamaris ha'ayin. Leficha kishayira hatzemach ha'acher. Muvdal humutter. V'yafilushu samichlo. Kamosha amarnu. Rosh Tor Chitim. And then he quotes the Rambam that we just said, and he quotes from the Rimi Gashim Ba'abasur, and he quotes from Rashi and Tosfos and Shabbos Daf Pehe, in the sugi that we just said. These are all the Rishonim say that. Afilu Bir Buvyal Maris Ayin Greda, Belit Tarovas Yinika. The opposite. If it's only Mu'urev on top, even if it is no Yinika underneath, right? You have a rock that goes down into the ground. Still, it's Aser Mida Raisa. Because it looks beer buvias. That's the Torah Zeraim, and he says this in the continuation as well. But that's what we will leave for now. So as an introduction to the Mishnah, that's what we have over the next couple of Mishnahs. So our Mishnah has here. One other point: there is a machlokas we've shown him whether on a Daraisa level. Right? Pashas, this is even a Daraisa concept on our side. But there's a machlokas we showed him whether you need to plant the seeds together in order for it to be Kilai Azraim Daraisa, or what if you already have one planted and now you're going to plant another one next to it, Bir Buvya, is that Daraisa? If you look in the Kesef Mishnah in Perek Dalin, Halacha Tezayin, the Kesef Mishnah seems to say that it's only if it's planted mamish together. Says the Kesef Mishnah, V'yeshla tamua, minayel ar lahate. Why are there so many kulas when it comes to kilayim? Says the Kesef Mishnah, Beilu adrachim, betavashu, iser, Torah, v'nirali, shatami shum, dekimlu l'rabanan, delo asra Torah, ela kishizara, beizminim, bimapolas yad. Dahaki havi mashmas dekra sadcha lo sisra kilayim ukedamrina gabay kilei akerem v'rabbanan asru afilu shalob b'mapolas yad v'la ratzul lahachmir v'la esar bedrachim haniskar. So that's the Kesef Mishnah's suggestion that daraisa is only when you plant them mamish together, and that's why you have kulas. Whatever you have smicha next to each other, so then that would be enough. But the Aruch HaShulchan in Yaradeh Reish Tadi Zayin is not so convinced. Not so convinced, he says, I think there are many Lashonos of the Rambam that give the other impression. Divir Abeinu Tumuim, Shekasav Zal Rambam. V'yu Vadai Lo Svir Leikin, the Rambam for sure doesn't say this. Even though the Avagam Mil Shona Reish Perak Aleph Dekilayim Ish Lefarish Kein, even though if you look at the Perak Aleph Halacha Aleph, you get that impression, and he quotes the Lashon, but the MS, look, I don't think that's the Adin. He says, quotes, Iker Dekilayim Nakin. He quotes the Iker, Aval Hu Adin, B'masmich B'mechal Hasheni. Even if you put two things next to each other. For example, Perak Gimel Achates, Ketza, Sadeh Shoy, says, Zrua Min Tvua, Ubi Kesh Lizroa, Bitsida Min Tvua Acheres. V'imlo haya b'neim kishir azeh aser v'ino loke achiu krovim b'toch vav tvachim. But he says you're going to get malchus for that. It sounds like ha'isus adzura aron lahedi the besamach tvola tvua b'toch vav tvachim v'yerek liyerek havi ben haTorah, and then you're going to get malchus for that. So I don't says the Aruch HaShulchan. I think there are other Rambams that don't seem to say that you need that daraisa at the same time. Okay. Either way, says the Mishnah, Harotzal Aso Sadeo Meshar, Meshar Mikomin, a Meshar is a rectangular area, it's not a field, it's a strip of a field, and you want to make a couple of strips next to each other. So how can you make them next to each other in a mutter way? So says the Mishnah, Beishami Omrim, what do you need in between? You don't need so much. If you have a field, two fields next to each other, then you need a lot more space. But if you just have two strips next to each other, even five strips, what space do you need in between? Three furrows of when you open the ground with a plow. Three furrows. That's what you need in between the the width of a certain type of yoke that goes on the animal from Sharon. It's, the Mefarshim of the Mishnah say it's easy for farmers to have these shiurim instead of having specific tvachim or amos, as the Gemara is going to say. But the farmers have these tools, so it's easy for them. Rav Asher Weitz writes one line as a couple of shuvas relating to, you know, eggs today. And then Odeb Yehuda, did the eggs get smaller? Did our fingers get the smaller and bigger? So he quotes that Chazal, quotes from the Tshuva of the Gaonim, the Chazal knew that shiurim will be passed down from generation to generation, and therefore they gave certain items that will always be around. They didn't want to give shiurim, and that people might have different types of amos and different types of tfachim or different types of volume. So they gave eggs and fingers and these types of measurements so that they could be cross-generational. It's one line like that in the Tshuvas. Okay, so machloket Shai b'Hillel, v'krovim divrei Elul, liyoskei divrei Elul. And really, these two shiurim are very similar, very close to each other. The shiur b'Shamay, the shiur b'Hillel, of what's needed in between the meshars that you want to plant all the different types. Reb Zeira, Reb Elazar b'Shem Reb Chiya Ruba, osa shtei amos al shtei amos. How wide is the in between? Two amos. It's two amos. But says the Rebbe Chia Ruba, a chiddush. You don't need, let's say you have these long strips of vegetables, long strips of tfua next to each other. You don't need the two amos in between the entire way. All you need is an area of separation of two amos by two amos. The length is also. And the rest of the field, can get closer to each other. Umeitzer v'holech avilu kol shehu. All you need is that separation for a 2 amah length, and then the rest of it can be very close to each other. It could taper. Meitzer v'holech afilu kol shehu. And again, the yanika does not matter. It just depends how it looks. Look at the Rambam quotes this in Ilchas Kilayim, Perek Dalet Alach Avav, and the Radvaz also explains it there. V'avagav the yanki me'adadi shari ein beinayim ela kol shehu. There's only a tiny amount in between them. V'anan b'inan tefach u'bechzayin k'shabal u'zera below heker. But if you have a heker, then lo chayshida liyanika, even if they're right next to each other, it is okay. And that's what Reb Chiya Ruba says, that as long as you have this 2 amos in a 2 ama length, that is good enough. Amar Reb Yonah, hadu detemar ba'asuya meishar meishar. This is where you make many strips that you could add these 2 amos in between. Avo ba'asuya meishar echad lo b'da. But if you're putting one strip next to a larger field, then you need more, right? That's because that it looks you can't tell from the far away that it looks separate. If you have a couple of strips, you see each one is separate. But if you have a big field and then you have one strip next to the edge of the field, so then you need the larger shear in between, as is said later on, as we will see. V'asya ki d'am Reb Yanai, and this fits to what Reb Yanai says, and that is Yochlan Azara Chakli Chamshin Minin. I could plant 50 types of vegetables or tua. Esrin v'chamsha mika, esrin v'chamsha mika. Right, he could has a big field, so he could plant 50 strips. But the 50 strips, really 25 strips, and each on another side. If you look there, some of the picture books have this. It's at the one edge, it's 2 amos wide, and it gets skinny and skinny and skinnier towards the middle. And then you can fit it in, as long as, again, you have, based on Reb Chiya Ruba, Reb Yana says the same thing, as long as you have one space, one area between the strips that is 2 amos by 2 amos, that is good enough. You have wide on the edges, thin in the middle, as long as you have 2 amos separation on the edges, that is good enough. Good. Says the Gemara, af b'shtei, we'll change the gear some arafolda, b'shtei sados kein. You could even do this with 2 fields. What do you mean 2 fields? We just said 2 fields, you need a lot more. You need a base rovine between. No. What happens if you made your fields into strips? If you make your field into strips, so then you'd also be able to do this. You could treat the sados as shuros, as meshar. Rav Chaim Kanievsky has a different shot of this Gemara. He thinks it's a question. He says if you have 2 fields, that one is a wheat field and one is a barley field, could you make a strip? Let's say I have a wheat field, but at the end of my wheat field, I'm going to make a separate strip of wheat. And then at the end of the barley field, I'm going to make a separate strip of barley. Is that okay? But, or do we say that it's bottled to the big field that's next to it? You have a field of wheat, and then you have one little separated row of wheat. So that's his question. That's how he reads the Gemara. But we'll go with Mara Fulda, that it's a statement that as long as you make your field into rows, the whole field, so that it would be good enough to be able to have the smaller amount of shear of merchak in between. Says the Gemara, Me'ata afilu beino levein chaveru mutter. Right, what about the following case? Says the Mara Folda, what's the case here? Sheish sada lechaveiro shesmuchalo v'asuyin meisharim, ein tzor chetzak meneim, elosh de'amos. You only need 2 amos in between. If it's not all my field, it's my friend's field, that's okay. As long as it's made by meisharim, and it's made rows and rows. Rows are okay. Rows have different rules than fields. And as long as it's all made by rows, it looks separate, it looks different, and one doesn't have to worry about more than 2 amos space in a section of 2 amos. And then Gemara continues, af b'churva kein, even in a churva. What's churva? If you had 2 large fields and that were usser, that were planted b'isser, and then most of the fields got ruined and became desolate, it was nechrav, there was a big flood, and what's left is 2 rows, the edges of the fields, one the west, one the east, they're next to each other, there's 2 amos in between, even though originally this was an isser situation, because it was planted by Israel, it was 2 fields, but once there's only a churva left, so then that would be okay. And that's similar too. We had this once before, and it comes up also on tomorrow's daf. Oyeba kedam Reish Lakish, like Reish Lakish says, b'shem Chizkiya, rosh Torah, bo mechurva, murter. again, if you have two fields, not that the whole field gets destroyed, but one of the fields gets destroyed, and what's left of that field is just Rosh Tor. And we said the case of you have a pointy, like a diamond. One field is made like a square, the other one is just diagonally, and therefore just the point of it goes next to the field. So if that's the only part that's left, that is mutter, even though it was a state, it was usur originally, but now it becomes mutter because, again, it's based on kilai zraim being maris ay and how it looks. Does it look birbuvya? And there's no such thing as kiva de nasar, where we don't say that. Kiva de nitre. We don't say that. We go by lamaisa. What does it look like right now? Right now it looks like it's mutter. It doesn't look like it's birbuvya. So therefore, it would be able to stay in this situation, and what doesn't have to uproot it, it is mutter. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Omer, Maschil Beis Rova. Rebbe argues, Rebbe seems to say that no, the separation, the what it says in the Mishnah, that you have to have that shear of three plowshares, three tlamim, that's not talking about how much you need at the widest spot, and then it tapers and gets lower. That's how much you need at the smallest spot. But the widest spot, Rebbe is very machmir, you have to have, 10 amos, a base rova, 10.2 amos, right? Rebbe holds, against the interpretation that we just had, that you need a much wider space in between the shuros. Says the Gemara, one second. What does Rebbe require between fields then? A base rova is the shear between fields. For less later, Rebbe, tvua b'tvua base rova. The Mishnah in a couple of dafin, daf chaf aleph, says that between fields you need a base rova. And there, you need a base rova by a base rova. Right? It has to extend 10.2 width, but then 10.2 length also, like we said, by the smaller shear. So does Rebbe reject that? Because he says this shear by the shuros, by the strips, by the rows, he gets the same shear from fields. So by fields also he says it could taper? So the Gemara says, no. Taman b'meruba v'kan b'meshar. The Gemara could have answered, there's a difference between fields and strips. Interesting, the Gemara does not answer that. The Gemara answers, there's a difference between square fields and strips and rectangular fields. When it comes to square fields, you don't treat it like strips. Square fields, that's where You need it longer, but by strips it can be taper and doesn't have to last as long. But either way, Rebbe seems to have a much larger, longer shear than what the Rabbanan says. Says the Gemara, "Veles l'Rabbanan meshar." The Gemara assumes in this question that there's a sheet of the Rabbanan that requires 10.2 width, like we said, the base rova, but more machmer than Rebbe. So if there's a shita out there that's more machmer than Rebbe, would they say that you need this base rova, the 10.2 width, and the 10.2 length between two strips? Then there wouldn't be any difference between the strips and the fields. Is there a shita out there like that? So the Gemara answers no. The shita of the Rabbanan that argues with Rebbe is not more machmer than Rebbe, but more mekel than Rebbe. As we said, Amar Reb Yudin, Sof Meshar LeRebbe, Tchilas Meshar LeRabbanan. Right, no. Rebbe says that it's the shear given in our Mishnah is the edge. After it's tapered, it still has to be two amos wide. But the shita of the Rabbanan is that, no, that's the beginning. The width, the largest width it has to be, is the two amos, and then it can taper and get smaller. So again, this is the difference between fields and tefuah, just like we'll see, not exactly the same, but you always have to know what something is defined as. Like by vineyards, we'll see in the later prakim, whether something is a vine or something is a vineyard. There's going to be a big difference, even maybe on daraisa terms. We'll see for sure it's a rabbanan, whether it's just six tvachim or that's from a separating from a vine and four amos separating from a vineyard. So it depends on what you define something as. So we'll have to see what's defined as a field, what's defined as a strip. And we said, interesting, even just on this stuff, we had square versus rectangle might be a difference in terms of how it's defined. But again, a lot of the halachas, like the Rambam mentions, have to do with how it looks. The beginning of Kilayim, the Rambam does not mention this idea of Marasayim. It just comes up, right? The Rambam sounds like beginning of Kilay Zerayim, like the Kesef Mishnah was Bedayik, Hazoreya Shnei Mine Zerayim Ke'echad, Be'eretz Yisrael, Lokesh, Shnei Bar Losat Kilayim. So it sounds like it's just a Maisa Maisa there, you play ke'echad, but now we have a deeper appreciation. What does ke'echad mean? Ke'echad means it looks like ke'echad. It looks like ke'echad. Ve'echad azreya manachei shemachaped. It doesn't matter what you do, whether you put the seed in, or whether you weed, or whether you cover it with dirt, with your hand, with your foot, with a kli. That's malchus. Harei zeloke. And also lezroa. So the rabbi doesn't give this in the Mishnah Torah until later, but that's what he says. Again, at the beginning of Paragimel, in the Pirush Mishnah, is right here, and as he gets into the details, he says, in Paragimel and Parag Dalet, that it all has to do with how it looks. That is the Yisod of Kilai Zeraim. Okay, we'll stop here.